Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Kia ora, Kirsten. How are you going?
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. That's the vibe, is it?
This morning, yes.
I'm excited and a little bit nervous and kind of, trepidatious about red dirt. What is red dirt?
So this is music from Oklahoma. Now, I don't know if some of your listeners know, but the South in the United States is a very big, diverse place, and country music is more than one thing.
Good. Okay, this is a good place to start. Yep.
So this is... it's called red dirt because there's a red soil that they have in Oklahoma, and they sort of it's north of Austin, Texas, and mm-hmm. west of Nashville. So they're not this Texas yeehaw country music, but then they're also not the Nashville glitzy glamour, big hair,
Dolly Parton,
sparkly fringe, and so it's sort of got sort of a blues rock. Folk. Someone said old school country, rock, blues, folk, and whiskey in a blender.
And whiskey in a blender. I'm going to hit this first track. We've got
this is one of the iconic guys. In fact, the song's called Red Dirt Roads at Night.
This is Jimmy LaFave?
Yep.
I used to run out on a level land. So leading down on the silver on the sands, my heart still lies on those. You know, I've got to say, I thought this was going to be a bit more abrasive than this. It's actually... It's kind of rock and roll sort of sound, almost.
Yeah, a lot more rock, and it's a lot more storytelling, you know? Country music's kind of become quite pop, which I guess is good for it, you know? They've got the most radio stations in the United States. It's a huge seller. But, you know, with those sort of... You know, pop choruses, you know, and fancy videos. This stuff is just dirt, you know, and it's got a neat story. It sort of started at this one place called The Farm, which was just like a big house where people would stay and live and jam.
Cool.
In the 70s and 80s. And Jimmy was a big part of that. And then he moved to Texas in the 80s and started bringing the music outside of that. It's blue collar. It's very regionally, you know, it's like, you know, and someone said it's not music, you know, it's music that you listen to when you float rivers, drink beer, drive back roads, walk down the aisle, make babies.
So just anything really. Your whole life.
Everything.
You live and breathe the music.
Yeah, so it's really got this sort of a regional grounding that they feel makes it different. It has to do with the spirit of the people. They feel it's the equivalent of, you know, Dixieland jazz from New Orleans or San Francisco sound, you know? Always seem to be
a party at the farm. The farm. So is he talking about the farm that you just mentioned there, or is he talking about farms in general?
No, he's talking about the farm.
Okay.
A big sort of hangout place for all the bands where they... We've seen that before, you know, with some of the other genre that they sort of congregate. I'm thinking of, you know, some of the LA ones. And they felt freedom because they felt, you know, country music is a big, huge music industry, you know, controlled. And they're just outside the mainstream, just jamming and being a musician. They sit without care for the rules of the big game, you know. And
So it's
anti-capitalist kind of, you know?
Yeah. So when did this kind of have its big moment? Is it still having a moment? Like, what's its timeline?
So it developed, like, regionally in the 80s and 90s, but in the 2000s, some of the bands started to hit the mainstream and other people, you know, found it, and it became a big deal. And, yeah, it's still going because I think there was a huge market in the country community with this kind of music, with this kind of spirit, you know, that wasn't so happy and poppy. And this is, I don't know, it sounds like, you know, truck driving music.
Yeah, definitely. And so that was Jimmy LaFave. We're now listening to one of the more extreme names. Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Is yeah, this? Now, I was worried that they were from Canada, not from Oklahoma, but no, the lead guy is Cody Canada.
Cody Canada.
Yep. And they were really big during this 2000s period, you know, one of the bands that crossed into the mainstream.
Okay, this has got real track kind of sounds to it.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Oh, I feel that.
Classic.
So this is a little later, is that right?
Yeah, this is 2004, so this is during its sort of real height.
This
the bands that brought it into the mainstream.
This has a real 2000s flavour, if that makes sense to anybody. It's got a big side, sort of like...
I don't think angsty is the right word, but like emotional.
Emotional.
A melancholy, yeah.
Melancholy, yeah, that's better.
Yeah, there's a melancholy, and that's why I think I hear it as driving, you know, so
yeah,
wide open
yeah.
spaces alone.
Yeah, like 11 p.m. at night, driving
yeah,
your truck
yeah,
down
yeah.
the back roads.
And it doesn't have that sort of oompa pushing of some of the happy, like, Texas country music, you know, boom, 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 you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's chill, it's relaxed, it's trying to be, you know, sort of connected with the land.
Can we just have a moment to recognize that the name of this album is called Soul Gravy, which is quite a name.
Boy, I've got some weird mental images there.
What are your thoughts on this, listeners? 5395.
So,
Red Dirt. How are we feeling about Red Dirt today?
Someone said, are you going to play some Joe Exotic? I don't know if he fits into this category, does he?
This is Joe Exotic from Tiger King.
Yeah, the Tiger. He is the Tiger King.
The Tiger King.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I wonder if he listens to this. See, I just don't think he's cool enough to listen to this.
So this
I
is,
feel like he'd
this
be
is
more glam.
The thing, if you listen to country music, and excuse my ignorance... If you listen to country music, do you kind of dabble in this, or do you keep it separate? Like, how does that sort of work? How does that line?
I think these are the sort of people that consider themselves ulti special.
Okay.
You know? They don't listen to the mainstream...
country.
You know, commercial garbage.
So not like The Gambler.
Oh, hey, that's iconic.
Everyone loves The Gambler.
Okay. Who needs that on their
back? People are enjoying it. This is great. Here we go.
Yeah,
positivity.
An earnestness, you know, it's not
yeah.
Shania Twain and Taylor Swift and, you know what I mean? It doesn't
yeah.
have that big
To be
concert.
Honest with you, I could see myself in the garden, the sun shining, sunblock on.
Bev in hand.
This on in the background, and I'd be quite happy.
Content with your life.
Yeah.
A long piece of weed in your mouth and
No. Well,
a nice straw hat tilted low across your eyes.
I don't know if you call it weed, do you?
A big, what,
no,
straw?
No, you know those long things you put in your mouth.
A straw, yeah.
What is it? Wheat shot. Wheat. I don't know. An ear of wheat?
What's the next track we've got?
So this is Sick and Tired. Oh, that's the first female vocal.
Yeah, is this a male... I think I asked this about another genre. Is this another male-dominated genre?
Yeah, yes, it is. And I think, like in rock, the sort of poppier stuff and the Nashville stuff got branded as too feminine, you know?
Mm.
Too much into style and fashion and sparkle. And... yeah, so I think that, you know, they're sort of pulling it back to masculinity, you know?
Yeah, take it back to the true male roots. All right, this one's got another fantastic name that just kind of tells you what it's about. Gin, Smoke, and Lies. Some sinister-sounding banjo going on here. Someone's about to tell us a story about how they've been done wrong. The Turnpike Troubadours is who we're listening to. Who are the Turnpike Troubadours, Kirsten?
They're proper from Oklahoma, and you know, still going. So this is a little more recent, 2012.
Oh, true. Okay. You can't
be blamed for crime. I'm not sure I like this one as much. I'll be honest.
Well, he's happy as a lark. But he's happy as a lark. In the morning time, put him all to bed at dark. Put him all to bed at dark.
So is it kind of like it gives me the sort of like crowd sing-along vibes a little bit. Like there's a lot of kind of chorus coming in where you kind of can imagine everybody in the wool shed singing along to this. Do they have wool sheds in Oklahoma? I don't know.
Well, I think you're right in that it's the smaller crowd, though. You know, it's not a stadium.
Right.
And it's not that glitzy sort of Grand Ole Opry of Nashville. This is, you know, an old dilapidated building on the outskirts of town, sort of people picnicking and, you know, hanging out. It's got almost like a hippie-ish.
We've got quite polarized text coming through, which I am not hugely surprised by. We've got loving it right next to red rubbish, more like. So there we go. Oklahoma City. Well, a spade is made for digging dirt and an axe is made for chopping. Darling, my heart's hard as nails, they hammer. As hard as nails. I'm enjoying the lyrics, I have to say. They're quite, like, fun.
Well, yeah, it is very storytelling, very narrative, and you can hear the real rural aspect, you know? It's not made for people in the city, you know, to transfer their country music into their new city lifestyle.
Yeah.
This is back to, you know, being on the land and, you know, being blue-collar and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting people saying it sounds similar to John Mellencamp and Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's what they're sort of, you know, going back to that sort of roots music rather than the poppy
sound.
And it's just good for people, you know, who think they don't like country to know that there's different kinds and they might not like some of it and they might, you know, actually enjoy others.
So this is Red Dirt from Oklahoma. Started in the 70s, got prominent in the 2000s, and it's still raging strong today. And what are you going to be bringing us next week, Kirsten? Where are we?
Oh,
where are we taking this train?
Oh my gosh! I just got inspiration from watching a TV show last night. Usually have these planned weeks in advance. We're going to do spoken word.
Spoken word as a genre.
Songs with spoken word.
Well, all right.
You know, sort of like songs. Yeah.
What was the TV show you were watching? I'm curious to know.
Lovecraft Country.
Oh, I have seen a lot of hot takes online about this. I'll be keen to talk about it next week. Thank you very much, Kirsten, for bringing us Red Dirt on Travelling Tunes this morning. I hope you have a lovely weekend.
All right, bye. Get
bye.
Your
boots
on. Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you.